Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the real side, on the Joe Messina Show. Always, God, you talk about 15 years or 14 years of getting it in your head. I'm working on it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. And I mean, you know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can change, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. But mostly what you can do up there, you can check out the stories. Take the poll. I'm not telling you what the poll is. You can take it out. You can watch live, listen live. There's a chat room up there as well. There's just a lot happening up there. So get involved. Get engaged. Okay, so much I want to talk about. You know who joins us today, right? Sonia Schmidt joins us. Like she does every week. Helps us kick it off. Get it rolling. Be part of. And I always appreciate her time with me. Always gonna, you know, I love it. When she comes on, or before she comes on and we talk, she's like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. What are we talking about? What's going on? It's like, are you really serious? We can, like, talk 3 hours over this stuff going on. All the craziness is happening. And they think it's in the name of sanity, which I love. I love it because you actually get to see exactly what they're doing, right? All right, the Virginia PTA, let me might as well just kick it off, people, and get rolling with it. The Virginia PTA official says that the let them die when it comes to parents who oppose critical race theory. What happened to love Trump's hate? Didn't we have the whole thing where, you know, we got to learn how to love, we got to get along. Nobody wanted to do that during the Trump time. Michelle Leet, a leader in the Virginia State Parent Teacher Association and an official in the NAACP's Fairfax chapter, she was captured a video at a Thursday rally saying, "Let them die." Can you imagine if one of us said that? Can you imagine? That would be on every station, 7x24. There'd be no way out of it, no way around it. Now, that was in reference to people who oppose critical race theory being taught in schools. Now, she made the comment while speaking to fellow counter-protesters present at the Stop CRT rally. This was outside a board meeting. Leet is the Vice President of Training at the Virginia State PTA and Vice President of Communications for the Fairfax County PTA. She is also first Vice President of the Fairfax County NAACP. Wow. Involved a lot. Pretty good, don't you think? Many people in the crowd cheered and applauded upon hearing her cry, "Let them die." I want you to hear that. Let them die. But we're the violent ones. We're the ones calling for violence. Ezra Nomani, an educator and an education activist who helps run the watchdog group Parents Defunding Education, filmed his speech and shared it on her Twitter account. I mean, this is great. It's about time. Now, Nomani was among those who were enthusiastic about Leet's comments. She spoke with the Daily Wire about the video. She stated it was shocking that anyone would cheer and applaud a call to violence. Ironically, her hateful, intolerant words are a perfect illustration. It truly is of the divisiveness or the divisive ideology of critical race theory in action. We think about all this in the name of tolerance. Isn't that what it's supposed to be? I'll teach them tolerance? Not really, I guess. See, the message is never really what it is. No, come on, let's just be honest about it. Love trumps hate. They talk about no violence, right? And yet, what do you see out of them? You only see violence. Really, come on. Show me different. In the video, Leet is heard saying to the group, "So, let's meet, remain steadfast in speaking truth, tearing down double standards, refuting double talk. Let's not allow any double downing on lies. Let's prepare our children for a world they deserve. Let's deny this off-key band of people that are anti-education, anti-teacher, anti-equity, anti-history, anti-racial reckoning, anti-opportunities, anti-help people, anti-diversity, anti-platform, anti-science, no, it's there, anti-change agent, anti-social justice, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-LGBTQ, yes, you wrote all of this, can you imagine? Anti-children, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-environment, anti-admissions policy. Are we for real? Anti-inclusion, anti-live and let live. I mean, seriously, you can't do anything but laugh at this stuff. Right? Legal scholar Jonathan Turley, a professor at George Washington University Law School, who was a child in the Fairfax school system, wrote on his blog that Leet's speech was counterproductive to her argument. Leet fell back on the same shaming that accused parents of hating everything, everyone, because they don't want this material to be taught to their children. You know, in Fairfax County, top-rated Thomas Jefferson High School recently announced plans to eliminate standardized testing and application fees for incoming freshmen. The move was done to promote diversity. Now, think about that. I'm going to bring that up with Sonia when she comes on. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me like the fellow.
We are back.
Ain't that a
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Probably, I got to be careful because I have other guests that listen to the show. But between you and me, she's probably my favorite guest I have. Shh. Anyway, Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. I always love the time that I have with her. I love the time that we get really, really involved in these conversations. And Sonya, thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you. Barely made it tonight, huh?
I know. That was funny, huh? I mean, you're sitting there. you're wigging out. I'm watching your lips moving. I'm going, don't worry about it. We'll make it work. Whatever it takes.
Just you know? Before you logged me in, a plug came loose, landed on my table, and I can't figure out where it belongs. I can't figure out where it came from.
I'll have to help you later on figure out where it goes and how it goes.
Appreciate it.
So, you know, anyhow, now you just came back from I won't say vacation, but just a couple of days of relaxation. So you should be, you were watching the grass grow. I saw the pictures.
I was for that night, but I actually took a whole ceiling out by myself.
Did you really?
Yep, I did, so it was not a lot of rest.
Good for you. No, yeah, seriously, I mean, good exercise, makes you feel good, the whole nine yards. Okay, we got serious stuff to talk about here. I don't want to talk about ceilings and roofs and stuff like that.
You know what? It's so crazy. Just hearing you talking about it before I came on, I felt like my blood pressure was rising.
So I want you to think about something. So here it is, Fairfax County, Virginia. It's a top-rated school, Jefferson High School, top-rated school in the area. So they can have more diversity. So in other words, so they can let more people in of color. You know, whenever they say diversity, that's exactly what they mean, right? So they're going to eliminate the standardized testing requirements. So first thing in my mind, I'm sorry, that means that you don't have to even know how to read. They're just going to let you in, right? I mean, what does that say? I mean, why do they have to lower the standardized test requirements? Are they saying that people in diversity, people of color, people... you know, of whatever, not the same socioeconomic means, aren't too smart? What are they saying?
That's exactly what they're saying, because they're a bunch of racists who are pointing the finger at everybody else, but they don't even understand how racist that sounds.
And no, they don't.
How negative that sounds. It just makes the people of color sound stupid. We're not, you know, I love that phrase, and I understand that George Bush wasn't the first person who said the soft bigotry of low expectations is just coins it perfectly.
Oh, it's perfect. It's totally perfect. You're right.
Yeah. But this isn't soft, because these children will go on and not have any marketable skills.
No, you know, it's funny you should say that. I always try to say to people, look, the real world doesn't change its standards for you. If you work, whether you work at a factory or a marketing place or a laboratory, standards are standards. And the bottom line is you have to meet those standards or you don't get the job.
Well, in our day, but, you know, now the government infuses itself in everything. Remember when we heard all that about having to have female firefighters even if they didn't meet the standards. Same talk now about soldiers in combat. And, you know, the sad thing about it, like with the firefighters, is, a few women wanted to, and nobody should be discriminated against if they can do the job. But they shouldn't be just allowed in because of their gender, because those are jobs where people depend on each other for their lives. And... yeah. And it's insulting. I've been involved in an affirmative action program, and, you know, nobody really asks us how we feel about it, but a lot of kids, when they're in college and they're allowed to go in way below standards, they feel terrible and they flunk out. They're not successful, and it's just better if they took their time and got prepared so they feel better about themselves and they'd be able to hold their own.
Thank you. You feel much better about yourself, not just because you got rejected, but I mean, if you worked hard, if you studied, you took the test, you passed the test, now nobody, and I know this, I'm going to get emails on this, nobody will ever look at you and say, she's only here because of affirmative action. She's only here because they lowered the standards just for her, right?
And that's what it feels like. You never know if people are accepting you or if people are resenting you because you possibly took somebody else's place who was capable of actually doing the work. But I will tell you that liberals, in particular white ones, they get really mad when they discover that you really didn't need affirmative action, that you were just as good as they are. Then they have no cause anymore. Because I was allowed into the Hollywood Writers program on affirmative action. Now, I don't understand why Hollywood, after all these years of telling all of us how we're supposed to live and how wonderful and diverse they are, they have to have an affirmative action program because there were no female, black people, nothing. So, but I was just as good as they were, and really quickly with just a high school education, and I was a single mom, and I had gotten off of welfare, and boy, when I got as good as them in the writer's room, they did not like it.
I can only imagine, because when it doesn't fit their narrative, they don't know what to do with it.
Right. They thought that they were, as long as they could feel like they were helping me, you know. And then when I was like,
you needed it because you had to have it because you're one of those women.
Yeah, I had to have it. The fact of the matter is, you know, Hollywood's hard to get into, and they're not opening the doors for too many women and people of color. I hate that crap. But no, it's really ridiculous. They don't think that we can get cell phones and we can get to the voting booth and any number of things that we do on a daily basis. You know?
Yeah, what was really funny was, I can't think of the guy's name, but he went out and about recently and was asking people again, down in Georgia, as a matter of fact, because everything was coming up. And he was asking specifically black people, do you have an ID? And, you know, some people say you can't. And they were all producing ID. All of them were. And one woman,
of course.
One woman produced an ID, and he says, what's that address? And she goes, I live under the bridge, right over there. And she walks over. So there's a woman who lives under a bridge. She's a black female, and somehow still got an ID.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to stereotype. She says, well, I need my check, and I need my ID for my check.
Right. Like, there's a way.
And bingo. Right.
You know
so,
what? The left has to feel good about themselves. So if they make up stories about us, so be it.
It's wonderful. All right. Over to your host. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia.
Honestly.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reiterating that social media platforms need to step up their game to address misinformation online. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki complaining to reporters that she continues to see posts that coronavirus vaccines cause infertility among women. Psaki calling this troubling and dangerous to public health because experts have disproved that narrative. Psaki adding social media platforms need to be more vigilant when it comes to banning people spreading misinformation.
Robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are providing misinformation out there. Taking faster action against harmful posts.
An indoor mask mandate goes into effect in Los Angeles starting Saturday night at 11:59 p.m. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Hey, did he say WAP? All right, you gotta take this. His star has to go on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. No Irishman gets to call an Italian a WAP. Only a WAP gets to call a WAP a WAP. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. You know, I love this, and again, I was just talking to Sonya about it. When I pull her on, we're going to talk about it some more. I love the self-justification for righteousness that the left has, okay? Telling me as a white man, remember, we used to talk about this all the time. Telling me as a white man that I can't talk about black issues because I'm not black. I can't talk about women's issues because I don't have a uterus. I don't know how they're going to get around that one now. That's what they used to tell me before. Now they tell me that women, not all women, have uteruses. So, am I in or is my out? I mean, I don't really understand this at all. This is so confusing. Sonya, save me.
I wish I could, but I know one thing. If you want to speak about women's issues, just identify as a woman at that point in time, and you should be able to do it, right?
I agree with you. But they say no, because, you know, I'm just playing them or something. But, you know, I told you this week, in my school district, they wanted to remove a mascot, an Indian mascot, which really wasn't true. There was no mascot. There was just the name Indian. So I guess you call it a moniker or whatever. And so, but they wanted every reference to it removed. I thought it was interesting, and I told you this during the break. A bunch of young black people came up, and they had to start their conversation off with how racist we were and how racist this country is, what a bad place this is, and all that stuff. And that, since we weren't of Native American descent, we really had no right to rule on this. You know, we should just let it go because we're not there. And then I had a bunch of Hispanics come up and say the same thing. And if it was my radio show and not my, you know, my elected position, I would have looked at them and said, wait a minute. You mean you black-skinned people are telling me, because I'm not a redskin, so to speak, quote unquote, I can't speak to the issue, but I don't think you are either. I'm looking at you right now, and you don't look any into me. And the Hispanic group, same thing for you. How dare you walk up here and say, because I don't live their lives, because I'm not of Indian descent or Native American descent, I can't say anything. Hello? They didn't see the hypocrisy in their own words.
Of course they don't. They have no self-awareness. How many times do I have to tell you this, Joe?
That's right.
No, and they've been taught, just like I was saying before the break, how the white folks in Hollywood were so satisfied when they were in the position of helping those black kids, the Latin kids, the same thing. They've been taught that other people need their help. This is how they find their identity, because they don't find it in God. They don't have much else. They have Instagram. So, you know, when you have nothing, you'll fall for anything. And these kids are repeating the mantra. When you listen to those speeches, they're all pretty much saying the same thing. And you know what? I say remove everything. Remove them all. Make if this is what you want. You want to become an invisible culture? Fine. Do it. You know, and I have to say, I miss that beautiful Land O' Lakes Indian woman on the butter. But you know what? And I don't think I've bought butter since they've taken her off.
Yeah, see, I still don't see how that is racist. You know, when you're depicting something like that, you know, butter and, you know, the idea is it's natural. You look at the picture behind it.
Behind her. No, this is all about these whiny kids. I say we should have mascots of whiny little kids. You know, what could we call them? I mean, there just has to be a name for these kids. Use them as the mascot. And you know what? I remember working on a show once, and we were bringing in this. It was a character that we had made up. He was a director, and he was Chinese. I think he was or Japanese. And it was so funny when we were writing his lines when he did them in a Japanese accent. And then my producer said, we can't have him do the accent. I'm like, wait a minute. They said it's racist. I'm like, it's racist for a Japanese person to have a Japanese accent? How insulting is that? But yet they want black people
to see how stupid this sounds.
You can't keep up with it. Don't try.
It's like when these guys try to do the Italian accent. Right? I'm going to you, a mom. It's like, I grew up in this stuff. I don't know anybody who talks like that, number one. And you're Irish. What are you doing culturally appropriating by bad language?
We got a Japanese actor. We were writing the lines. And we weren't making fun of it. It's just that he was a temperamental, artistic Japanese director. And it was so funny. And we were writing comedy. But once he had to sound like a white guy to give him credibility, and I thought that was the most racist thing I'd ever heard.
Stupid. Look, there was a Korean a show in Canada, and it was about a Korean family. You know, the dad mom had moved here, to get away from the communism, what have you, right? And the kids were being raised here. And stereotypical, if you grew up in any kind of ethnic home like I did in Italian, you had the Italian culture, who was trying to understand the American culture and raising young kids with values of one and the other, right? So you kind of grow up and you see it. Now, this Korean family, they own a grocery store. Gee, shock, right? Stereotypical. What? It's still funny. And dad he didn't understand any of the cultural stuff. Didn't understand the gay and lesbian lifestyle. Didn't understand all the social justice stuff. And the kids would always have to explain it to him. And he spoke with that Korean accent, an Asian accent, if you would. Uh-huh. Well, they had to cancel the show. It was the most popular show in Canada. They eventually canceled the show because it was too insensitive. How is it insensitive for a Korean guy to make fun of himself not understanding the Canadian culture? How is that racist?
And then what happens is, later on, they'll complain because there's no Korean actors. I mean, that's been done with black shows. We complain about the images or the characters, and so they just remove them because they don't want to be involved in this controversy. So then we complain because we don't have any jobs. So it's like,
I want you to think of something. In the 70s, maybe now with the wokeness, but go back 10 years or something. But in the 70s, I think there were more black sitcoms than there are today.
Oh, absolutely there were. But I'll tell you what, a show like The Cosbys, who showed, a couple, a very professional couple. She was a lawyer. He was a
doctor. Yeah.
A doctor. He delivered babies, whatever those are called. And their children were all in school and the whole bit. You can't believe how many black friends I had or black people who I knew who complained about that show because they thought that they had never seen people like that, and that doesn't really exist. And now they're showing us in a way that isn't real. There is no winning. The left are unhappy, miserable people. They're being raised like that. They're being taught like this in the school. I felt sad. You know, I think I mentioned it a little bit last week. The woman who called you to task from the NAACP, there was one side of me that was just so angry with her, but then the other side I was like, golly, she's just miserable. She's sending her kid to the school. She's sending her kid to the school, obviously, to have a better education. She can go on back to the hood if she wants to, or go someplace else where it's predominantly black. These are the things that you teach your children, how to get along, meet friends who have your values, who are like-minded of all colors, and then you learn that a doggone flag is not going to wreck your day.
Oh, Larry Elder tells a story about his mom going to school, and the teacher told a very racist... No, I shouldn't say this. The teacher told a story by which a little girl was very offended by a racist comment the other teacher made. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it takes too long, but basically we went home, he told his mom about it, and his mom said to him, he said it just profoundly changed the way he thought. He said, isn't it a shame that one teacher who was insensitive to that girl ruined her whole day, her whole week? Don't let that happen.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I had a gym teacher in school, and, you know, would not pronounce my name properly, kept calling me a guinea, you know, a wop, that kind of stuff, you know. And my uncle finally looked at me and says, what do you do, beat him up? You're going to beat up everybody who makes fun of you? I mean, these are ignorant people.
Right.
Don't let it get to you.
So I told my grandson, some people are just jerks.
Yes.
And, you know, and he thinks that's the funniest word ever. But there's some people who just qualify as jerks. Are people racist? How do you know what's in someone's heart? You know, that's, you can't judge what's in someone. But someone is going to pull a punch and call you this, or call you white, or call you, you know, when they're mad at you, or whatever. Or they're going to have a flag that you don't agree with. But you do, but that's a teachable moment.
Thank you.
It's a teachable moment, and you can. I love that idea of don't let that ruin your don't let that ruin the parade.
No, you can't do it. So, when we come back, do you even know what the Black National Anthem is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will sing it when we come back.
Are you
going to
sing it when we come back? Because the NFL now is going to play it at every event.
That.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Joel Heroes, don't go far.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We're back. I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You'll see the Joe Mancini Show on the Genesis Communication Network. And, you know, we, seriously, guys, I'm not just saying this, and I know hopefully it'll make the board op smile, but I got to tell you, I've been on a couple of other networks. It's one of the best networks you can actually tune into. They got some great shows on there, and, you know, you got to have a good, some of you say to me, you know, about the show, the quality of the show, what have you, if you don't have a good crew behind you, and you never hear anybody say this, so I'm going to take credit for this kind of thing. If you don't have a good crew behind you, if you don't have people that are paying attention and tuned in to what's going on, you can't put on a good show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just doesn't work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt, and you got to have great guests, too. And I have great guests. I got the best guest on right now. Because I know the other one isn't listening, so we're good. Anyway, Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week. Love it that she kicks off the weekend with me. And, you know, Sonia, again, the trolls are listening now because, you know, they're trying to nail me locally.
Sure.
And they were telling somebody, you can't believe the kind of stuff he says to his black guests. Well, I'm sorry. I don't think I've said anything offensive to you or Zoe or anybody else for that matter.
Well, you'd have to be easily offended, I suppose. I've never heard you say anything offensive, but here's something I have that they don't have is, like, a sense of humor and also a friendship, a real friendship with someone of a different color. So if you said something that I thought was offensive, I'd be happy to tell you. And I don't think that it would change our relationship one bit or another, because we've taken the time to actually get to know one another, know what our hearts are. So we don't have to, like, get bent out of shape of some code. What do they do? Code.
What do they call them? Whistles or?
Dog whistles.
Dog whistles. There you go. Right? But that's the funny thing about it. So you can make a joke or you make a comment, and if you know somebody, you know where their heart is, you know right away they jump on the fact that you have to be a racist if you say something, even if you didn't know what it was. When two people have a relationship, one looks at the other goes, "Yo, that's funny, but let me tell you, that's really not cool."
Well, I was blessed to have my father, out of all the horrible things he was funny, and he was a equal opportunity, I guess you could call it, a racist. He made one of every, there was nobody that was off the table. I have a cousin who said he took honesty to a whole different degree.
Oh.
So I was really blessed to be able to, he was Archie Bunker. I was going to say he's Archie Bunker, but he knew he was being funny. So when he made a joke about a black person, a white person, a Jew, an Indian, he knew what he was saying. It was hilarious.
Oh,
good luck to the left with their sour puss attitude and their sensitive, overly hyped sensitivity to everything. Have fun with that life.
Somebody sent me this clip to, you know, if you're listening, you sent me a clip to an Instagram thing where one of those crazy, crazy lefties was on there. And you remember that there was some conference going on. Remember that large girl that just looked a little weird, and she was yelling and screaming, and she looked like she was having a possession moment right in her chair. She was just trembling and shaking and screaming. Anyway, this woman, another large woman in the car, she's sitting there and she is screaming at all of us that won't wear a mask because, you know, there's all this stuff going. There's all these people dying. Her husband's at home. He broke his spine, so now he's in bed. She can't afford to get sick. Now she's in her car, and she's yelling at everybody. And he's saying to himself, what do you think this is doing for your cause? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's not helping you at all.
Unless her goal is to get, like, go viral, but... Yeah. You know, we've lost the ability to talk to one another, or even... But I also think that we become a culture that feels so helpless. Whether it's, you know, the kids on that video that you sent me that are talking about the mascot and CRT. They have that desperate, powerless, trying to be powerful tone in their voice. And I'm like, why can't they just speak? Why can't they just talk from the heart or whatever, but they're spewing all the company lines and all the, you know, just everything that you would expect to hear. But I would have expected to hear it from college kids, not high school kids. So that shows
they were well taught.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because what I said to you during the break, and I said in all fairness and honesty, if that was coming from the heart, if you could tell that those kids, and you can tell when parents are up there and they're coming from the heart or they're spewing a line.
Sure.
So it's the same thing here. If it was coming from the heart, it would be a whole different animal. And when that one woman got up and she starts screaming, go blacks, go Mexicans, go, she starts screaming that, and we're looking at her like, okay. She goes, you would never accept that. Why would you accept go Indians? Right? And it's like, so you got to come up here and start yelling at us, yell these things out, or go Jews. That was another one she used, go Jews.
Well, when I was writing for TV, liberals always said that passion trumped everything. You know, it doesn't matter right or wrong. It was what mattered was passion. And I thought, well, that's stupid. You can be loud and have a lot of passion about the wrong thing.
Yep.
But they didn't see it that way. So that is a part of their tactics, by the way. That's a part of who they are.
It's scary to think that's the way they think. All right. So I guess we're going to hear you sing in a second. But apparently the NFL, who cannot play the United States national anthem on United States soil, who are protected by United States tax dollars. Are you hearing me?
And I am, but I'm appalled already.
However, what they can do, they are now going to play the black national anthem at the majority of the football games.
Okay. So they're swapping it out, or are they playing both? Because if you play both of them, you're going to be, that's going to be the, like the second
half. Well, remember, they couldn't play one because it took, at one time, you couldn't do the Pledge of Allegiance because it took too long. The 20 seconds was way too much time.
Right. You have no idea how long the black national anthem is.
You can go I can only imagine.
And they can still be singing it. It's not even a great song. And I only know the first verse, so I won't bore you with that. But
I'm looking it up right now.
This is the worst idea ever to their brain. Why are they doing that when nobody's watching this? Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. I'm not a sports
No, they're way down in viewership. They're way down in revenue. They're way down.
Like this. Why are they doing that?
I have no idea. I can't figure it out. They're not woke. There's no way they're woke. So I'm sorry.
I don't think so, but maybe because the woke culture has influenced everything. But so when I heard this that you're talking about now, I had a great idea for a movie pitch, and I'll say it on the air because ain't nobody gonna do this. I was like, well, this is a great idea. Who would I take it to? How would it get done? It's not gonna get done. I would like to see I would like to see the viewership so bad for the national of NFL. Nobody likes them. Everybody's sick of this woke crap. They're taking a knee. Ain't nobody coming to the games. I would like to see a bunch of, it's kind of like a Bad News Bear kind of story, Bears kind of story, where these regular American guys who love America run out and say, we'll be the other team. And we'll be the patriotic team. And they're just a bunch of, you know, out of shape, Kevin James, you know, just all kinds of different guys. And they come out there and they build up the brand again because they build up the American brand. Is that not a great movie or what?
Yes, I think it'd be great. I really do. So the article says that they're... That though the NFL said that
in Hollywood, you give them a great pitch and they go, oh, "I'm sorry, I was reading over here."
No. I did think it was great. I'm waiting for you to actually write it down so we can play it out. Is that how it works? Doesn't work that way, does it?
It's not.
You've got to kind of write it and sell it.
There's not a studio in.
We'll find. We'll create our own studio. What's wrong with you?
That's what we need to do.
You know?
That's a funny idea.
Don't you think that Tyler Perry would do it, would he?
Heck no, he's not that. No, because then black people are too scared to do anything that's that pro-American because then they'll get kicked out of their own community. Now, it has to be somebody like, you know who could do that? It's like maybe an Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Adam Sandler, quite possibly. He does a lot of very pro-American. No, I shouldn't have said it out loud.
So wait a minute, you got to hear this though. So they won't commit to playing the national anthem at every event. Now you ready for this? They will have at every major event. They will definitely have the black national anthem. Okay. They won't respond to whether or not if players take a knee, will they be punished during the black national anthem? Okay. And then the question was asked: well, if we're going to go down this road, we'd be playing an Asian American anthem or a Latino anthem, or is there an indigenous players? You know, I mean, where do we stop with the anthem?
And that's one thing that we've always said about the left, and they made fun of us, especially like with this whole gay thing and the, you know, but okay, anyway. It's just, when is it in? When is enough enough?
Yeah.
Never going to be.
Anyway. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more going on. Sonia, always a blessing to have you on with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Thank you. It's nice to be back from South Dakota.
South Dakota. No, they don't talk like that there. Don't make fun of those people. We'll be back in a few minutes. Show me to your host. Don't go far.